Elissa Walker Campbell, welcome back inside the Quicken Loans studios right here at Yahoo Sports Radio. It has been a historic week in the NBA. We are so delighted to have back with us ESPN sports commentator, the great Bob Ryan. He is joining us tonight on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line. How are you, Bob?
No, doing pretty well, thanks.
Well, it's good to hear your voice, and obviously history was made on Wednesday night. The Golden State Warriors surpassed the Chicago Bulls' wins record. From a historical perspective, I mean, Bob, how should we view this Golden State team? Should we wait and see until they become a dynasty and win their second championship?
The way the dialogue is framed these days, the fact of the matter is that championships are what matter. So they must complete this, or else they will be viewed in the same light as the Patriots in 07, who went undefeated to the Super Bowl. Now, they do have a back-to-back situation here in championships. I just fear the way that people think these days, the way they are led, that they will be more remembered if they do not win this thing.
Oh, yeah.
For not having won it after the record-setting regular season, more than the fact that they won last year and that they've had a two-year spectacular run. So I advise them to go out and win.
Oh, very good. Well, ESPN's very own Bob Ryan is with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We're talking some NBA, and obviously, as you just mentioned, I mean, it's been an epic season for Golden State. So what kind of value should we place on 73 wins in the regular season? I mean, it's a tremendous accomplishment. I mean, how significant is it breaking the most wins in NBA history in the regular season?
Well, I've always believed that people have underplayed the essence of the regular season in the NBA, which I've been following very closely since 1969. And I always said one of the great accomplishments of the vintage Celtics of the Red Auerbach era and Bill Russell era was that they won 8 straight consecutive regular seasons to the point, which means that they went in and faced everybody's best shot all those times and emerged as number one. That's a tremendous dedication. That's a sense of it shows what kind of pride they had in professionalism. I think I've covered teams that had spectacular regular seasons. The 72-73 Celtics won 68 games, did not win the championship. We argue in Boston due to an injury to John Havlicek, but the fact is they didn't win it. But that doesn't mean that it wasn't a wonderful season to have lived through. I think people underplay what it means, the night in, night out, the fact that come February and early March, your motivation has to be renewed somehow. You've got to go out and play under all these and many different kind of circumstances. I admire teams that have great regular seasons. And I know we as a society, sports society, value championships above all. And I think that we need to start giving more credit to teams that have wonderful regular seasons.
You know, Bob, I have to wonder, too, I mean, will going for 73 wins, I mean, is this going to help or hurt the Warriors in the playoffs? Because I have to wonder, too, how much this is maybe going to impact them, perhaps physically. What about mentally? I mean, that's quite a grind.
Right. Mental is the bigger issue for them. They happen to be a relatively young team. They do not rely on any real aged guys. I mean, the age for them is late 20s, early 30s. The prime players, the key players, are all in their absolute youth. Curry and Green and Thompson. They are the core three. Barnes is a kid. The young veterans they have are people such as Iguodala and maybe Sean Livingston. Iguodala is not all that old. And Bogut's into his career, but he's hardly ancient. They really don't. And Barbosa's been around the block. He's not a primary player. He's an extra added attraction. So their key players can. It's not going to be physical, but yeah, you're right about the mental thing. The mental dedication they needed to get this job done when it was identified so early that they had a chance. When they got off to that great start, can they beat the Bulls? This is all they've been hearing about for 4 months. 4 months.
I know.
And they cut it close. Yeah. Then they had a couple of dips. They lost those two home games, which I know shocked their fans. And they cut it close. They went down to the last game. But boy, were they ready or what? They came out and were themselves and all those threes, and Curry is particularly was ready with 10 threes, and I admire them. I really have a great deal of respect for them.
ESPN's Bob Ryan, longtime sports columnist. He was with the Boston Globe. Bob Ryan is with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. And you bring up a great point, Bob, because throughout the years, you have covered the biggest and best in sports in the NBA. So what is your perception of Steph Curry? I mean, just you're talking about that electric performance that he had. I mean, he got off to a fast start on Wednesday night.
Mm-hmm. He is getting his acclamation from all the elders as the greatest shooter they've ever seen. And when you combine the depth, the range is the greatest range. They're all in awe of his range. The ability to get your own shot without help, which he can do because of his phenomenal ball handling and the way he can create space for himself, whether it's in the lane or whether it's 35 feet away. And on top of which, he's a consummate artist moving without the ball. He gets you both ways. He comes off picks. He circles on back and in and out, in and out. He can catch and fire with incredible speed. He has no weakness. He has no but. He also doesn't have a spot. He can hit from left corner, left wing, right wing, down the middle, doesn't matter. And he can go to the basket, and he can get you 8 or 10 assists in the game in which he will have 35 points. He's just a wonderful player.
Hey, Bob Ryan, with us just a couple more minutes right here at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. Connect with us. Join us at Twitter, at E-Radio Sports. Also, on Wednesday night, we said goodbye to Kobe Bryant. Mm-hmm. He has had his memorable farewell tour. What are you going to remember the most, those 60?
Well, that's going to be a coda, naturally. And you will forever associate him with one of the great exits in the history of American sport, if not the greatest, for someone who wasn't winning a championship. Obviously, the consummate thing was winning a championship, the John Elway farewell. But if you're not going to do that, you want to give them something to remember you by, and boy, did Kobe do that. I think it's amazing. 40 would have been a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful way to go out. 30 would have been, oh, my God. 40 would have been ridiculous. 50 would have been, I think, drug testing. And 60 is there's no word to describe going out with 60. People are downplaying, meaningless game. Well, yeah, it was a meaningless game, but it was a very hard game. It was a game which he didn't want to perform at a high level. The other team wanted to win the game. They make it sound as if this was going at 75 mile an hour fastball down the middle of Mickey Mantle. No, it wasn't that. He was making shots when people were guarding him. He was going to the basket, making difficult shots. He was hitting his outside shot. No, absolutely not. I reject that completely. I think it was a fantastic performance overall. A career. It's one of the great careers of all time. I think he's I still think he's a top 5 player. I think he's a top 10 or 11 player, depending on, we can argue that nuance, but he's certainly a player that will always be remembered. And he's the closest thing to Michael Jordan that we've seen in both the range of his skill, his size, and his temperament.
Well, we're looking forward to the first round of the NBA playoffs as they'll be underway this weekend. Always a pleasure to have you on the show, Bob. Safe travels, and I promise we'll catch up with you again real soon. Thank you so much.
Very good. That was fun. Okay, bye-bye.
Of course. Much more straight ahead in hour number one right here at YSR. You stay close.